Bintu Kasambura is 26 years old and lives in a town called Joro, 150 kilometers from Mali's capital, Bamako. She started primary school much later than other children. She was 20 years old when she was in 7th grade, and her family pulled her out of school. Kasambura says her father engaged her to a cousin, an uneducated young man she did not love. She says even if she did love him, she was not ready to get married, so she ran away. Kasambura says she did not want to stop studying in order to get married. She says she had passed a group of farmers looking at a notice. Out of all 12 people there, Kasambura was the only one who could read, so she told them what the notice said. After that, Kasambura says she realized how practical and important it is to get an education. The Benkadi Women's Association is working to get girls to attend school. According to the United Nations, 56% of Malian girls are enrolled in primary school. But for boys in Mali, the number is 70%. Asan Jakate says the association often has to give the mothers money to send their daughters to school, because sometimes they don't even have enough to buy a notebook. Plus, they need their daughters at home to help with housework. The Benkadi Women's Association raises money by buying rice, onions, and tomatoes when they are in season and the price is low. The members dry and preserve the food until the crops go out of season and the price rises. They sell the food at a profit at the local market. Benkadi Women's Association member Mariam Koulibaly says you can see the difference between educated and uneducated families in town. When you visit a family with an educated mother, everything is orderly and clean in the house, and there's food to eat. But, she says, in an uneducated household, everything is chaotic and dirty. Belongings are everywhere, and the children are wandering around like wild animals. Koulibaly says that is because they have not learned that poor hygiene can make you sick. It is late afternoon, and a teacher at the Joro Primary School gives a lesson on sanitation to a 7th grade class. The 50 children in the classroom sit in groups at wooden tables, following the teacher as he paces down the aisles. They snap their fingers and even jump out of their seats when they know the answer. But in this classroom in Joro, there are plenty of girls. The Women's Association's activities have paid off, according to the vice president of Benkadi and the principal of the primary school, Sitan Koulibaly.
Le nombre de filles à l'école, ça ne dépassait pas à peu près 5%, 6%.
She says there are more girls than boys enrolled in her school. 12 years ago, when the Women's Association started working, only 5 to 7% of all the students in the school were girls. But today, that number is 57%. Across town from the school, Bintu Kasambura is up on her flat roof, drying rice in the hot sun, moving her hands over the coarse grain. Next, Kasambura will cook the rice and take it to the village next door, where 3 times a week she walks up and down the lanes, selling it to hungry villagers. Kasambura says she cannot continue studying anymore because she has a daughter, and she has to take care of her mother, who cannot work. She also says her father was afraid if she kept studying, she might not be faithful to her husband. Kasambura continues with her chores, washing the pots and spoons with 2 buckets of water in her yard. She still has a few hours before her 6-year-old daughter comes home from kindergarten. Kasambura says she regrets not being able to go to secondary school. She says her daughter will finish school before marriage. She will not let her child make the same mistake. Anna Boyko-Wairak for VOA News, Joro, Mali.